Read and hear more about important news and policy issues at ncpolicywatch.com. This is News and Views with Chris Fitzsimon.
Welcome to another edition of News and Views. Thanks for joining us. Election Day is now just over 3 weeks away, with early voting starting later this week. The national polls show the presidential race is tightening, but how are President Obama and Mitt Romney doing in North Carolina? Here to talk about which way voters in North Carolina are leaning in the presidential race and in the battle for governor and the General Assembly is Tom Jensen with Public Policy Polling. Well, Tom, thanks for being back with us on News and Views.
Good to be with you.
It's been quite a turbulent week, I guess, in the presidential race especially. Let's just start there. You guys released a national poll that showed Governor Romney ahead, which is a big change.
Yeah. It's the first time we found Mitt Romney ahead nationally all year. He's up 49-47, and that was a six-point shift in 1 week. Obama had been up by four the week before. And what's going on right now is that over the course of the year, this has just been an incredibly stable presidential race. Sort of when you look at all the polls as a whole, Obama's been up by 3 or 4 points all year, and nothing has really caused that to change. And now we're all of a sudden in a very volatile period where voters actually are rapidly changing their minds about who to vote for. And it's really unexpected. I still think that Obama is the favorite, even though Romney sort of has this temporary bounce. I think this is probably the lowest point Obama can get to. But, you know, a week ago, I never would have thought this was possible.
That's the national average. And obviously what matters the most about who's going to be president is the Electoral College, which means the swing states. And we don't have to talk about each one of them. But overall, are we seeing the same movement from Romney in states like Ohio and Wisconsin and Virginia and all the places that people are watching?
Well, what we're finding is that Obama is still ahead in all the swing states, even after the debate debacle. But it's a lot closer than it was. So in a state like Virginia, for instance, where he led by 7 or 8 points earlier this year, he's only up by 3 now. In a state like Wisconsin, where he led by 7 or 8 points earlier this year, he's only up by 2 now. So I think Obama would still win all the same states right now that he would have won before the debate, but it's a lot closer now. And what I had been saying throughout the month of September is Obama has breathing room in all the swing states. Well, he's lost his breathing room now. It's very close.
Okay, and let's move to North Carolina first in the presidential race. What are your feelings at this point? Early voting is coming up in North Carolina. Where does the presidential race stand?
Well, what we have found all year is a tie. We've done 3 polls in the last month, and 2 of them were exact ties, and 1 was an Obama lead. I think based on what you're seeing in the national picture right now, where Obama has dropped so much over the course of the last week, I think Romney is probably now ahead in North Carolina by a nominal amount, 2 or 3 points, and we'll have a new North Carolina poll this week. Given that it's been tied and that there's a shift to Romney nationally, there's probably a shift to Romney in North Carolina too.
Well, let's just go down the ballot, I guess. In the congressional races in North Carolina, it sounds like the Republicans are confident they're going to win 9 seats total, with the one up in the air, the McIntyre-Rouser race. Is that the way the polls seem to indicate?
Yeah, I would say so. Democrats weren't even really contesting Heath Shuler or Brad Miller's old seats. For a while, they were really trying to contest Larry Kissel's seat, but now all the national money's been taken out of there, which I think is a pretty clear indication that they think Kissel's beyond saving. Mike McIntyre, in most of the polling that we've seen, still has a small lead, but it's obviously a race that Republicans still think they can win, given how many resources they're putting into it, and it's obviously a race where Democrats still think they have some work to do given how much money they're putting in. So that's definitely our premier congressional race for this year.
And then going now to the Council of State, the governor, this one hasn't really been close the whole summer. Is there any indication that this is going to close at all, or does McCrory still have a large lead?
You know, it had closed a little bit for Dalton, and now it's going back in McCrory's direction. At the start of the year, McCrory was beating Dalton by 15 points, and then after Dalton won the Democratic primary, he got it down to 6. And then throughout the course of the summer, that's what we kept on finding, poll after poll. Every single time, McCrory was up by 6 or 7. So Dalton's certainly consistently behind, but sort of you could see a path to victory. He was within range. Most of the Democrats were undecided. Now in October, we find McCrory's lead back up to double digits. Despite a lot of negative attacks on him, his favorability numbers haven't budged. None of it's really taken effect. And Dalton's still pretty unknown. We found on our last poll that only 55% of voters had an opinion about him, compared to 80% who have one about McCrory. It's still possible that Democrats who don't really know who Dalton is will just end up voting straight ticket or something, and that'll end up making the race closer. But it's getting harder and harder to see a scenario where Dalton can come back and win.
And then that leads to the question about what's going to happen in some other races that haven't been getting any publicity, really. The rest of the council state, starting with lieutenant governor and then moving on down through the treasurer's office and auditor and a lot of other things. A lot of people don't know any of these people.
Mm-hmm. Well, what we're seeing is that three of those council of state races are really close. Lieutenant governor, treasurer, and auditor are all within the margin of error. And that's a situation where if Pat McCrory wins by 10 or 15 points in the governor's race, he may have coattails to pull the Republican candidates in some of those races over the top. And obviously, those are offices that Republicans have rarely or never held in the entire history of North Carolina. But we also haven't had a lot of situations where a Republican governor was getting elected by such an overwhelming margin. Then in some of the other races, the Democrats are looking safer. June Atkinson should get reelected as superintendent. Elaine Marshall should get reelected as Secretary of State. Wayne Goodwin will probably get reelected as insurance commissioner. But definitely some of those are going to be a lot closer than we're accustomed to.
I don't ask you about the General Assembly, but I forgot to ask you one thing, which is interesting, is if Obama and Romney are essentially tied, or even if Romney has a small lead, there must be a lot of voters who are thinking about voting for Obama and Pat McCrory, which is a little unusual.
Yeah, it's really sort of overturns the overwhelming historical trend in North Carolina of people voting Republican for president and Democratic for governor. We're definitely going to see more people doing the reverse of that this year. And what those people are is there's a lot of them concentrated in Charlotte, where Democrats think McCrory was a good mayor and they'll vote for him for governor while also voting for Obama. Younger voters, we saw a fair amount both in 2008 and this year, have found McCrory more appealing than the Democratic candidate for governor, but are also voting for Obama. And then we're also seeing that particularly in the more urbanized parts of the state. For instance, a place like Wake County, I think you'll see a lot of those Obama-McCrory voters.
And let's move to the General Assembly now. The Republicans have 31 members of the Senate, 68 in the House. They drew the line, so they would be expected to hold those majorities. Are they going to?
Yeah, Republicans will definitely keep control of both houses. It's interesting. We've seen a huge shift towards the Democrats in terms of who people want in control of the legislature. Our last poll before the 2010 election, people said they were going to vote Republican for the General Assembly by an 11-point margin. Now, when we ask that question, Democrats win it by two. So there's been a 13-point shift towards the Democrats over the last couple of years. But under these districting lines where the Democrats have been packed so heavily into so few districts and where you then have so many districts that are like 55% Republican, it's just going to be very hard. I think that under the old maps, Democrats would have something approaching a 50-50 chance of getting back control of the legislature this fall. But under these maps, I think the best the Democrats can hope for is to pick up a few seats in the House and Senate. And then maybe if the legislature does something so crazy that Governor McCrory decides to veto his own Republican legislature, the Democrats might have enough votes to sustain a McCrory veto. I don't know. That may be fantasy world.
Early voting does start fairly soon, but is this the trend we're going to see to the election, or is it possible that things could change again dramatically one way or the other?
Well, I think what we've seen, based on how much things have moved in sort of a Republican direction after the debate last week, is that this electorate actually is more volatile than we thought it would, and that something could happen that would really make a change. It might be as simple as Barack Obama having a strong debate performance this week to sort of overcome the one last week. What I told one person this week is at this time last year, Herman Cain was leading the Republican presidential race. So this has just been a bizarre, crazy election cycle, and I wouldn't rule anything out.
Well, Tom, thanks as always for what you're doing. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Chris.
Up next, NAACP President Reverend William Barber on the importance of this year's election for education and civil rights. Stay with us.